Did you know 77% of women who wear bladder weakness products experience intimate skin irritation?
As if having incontinence wasn't stressful enough.
But Tena Intimate Pads have been gynecologist tested and do not cause skin irritation.
Gentle on my intimate skin. I need to try Tena Intimate Pads.
Visit TenaSample.com for your free sample. Kind to skin, protects like Tena.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Or official government announcements. Authorities who specialize in promoting falsehoods under the label of science or medicine. What most mainstream people believe, that entire ecosystem of thoughts and beliefs and rules and laws and understandings is utterly false. Almost everything they think they know is false. What they think they know about climate change isn't real. What they think they know about money and finance and the stock market, none of that's real either. What they think they know about vaccines or COVID or even virology, also not real. And remember, the mainstream masses have been so brainwashed, they actually believe in transgenderism. They believe a man can become a woman, or that a man can get pregnant, or that a woman can create sperm. This is what they believe. That's how far from reality they have been drawn by the establishment lies and propaganda narratives. What's happening now, though, as reality kicks in, is going to rock their world in ways they never imagined could occur. And the best illustration of this is found in Western Europe. There, the government leaders and the citizens thought that they could pursue green lifestyles by shutting down the entire infrastructure of domestic energy production. They thought, hey, if we just shut down all the nuclear power plants and coal power plants and fossil fuels and pipelines, then, well, we can get energy from somewhere else and we can be green. But we'll let Russia, for example, maintain the dirty business of energy harvesting and distribution. And by adhering to that belief, Western Europeans constructed another layer of their artificial reality, believing that they could live the lifestyles of consuming energy, the luxury of having energy, without having to touch it, without having to mine it, without having to burn it. And so that illusion persisted for a while until today. Today, Western Europe has run out of energy because Russia has shut off most of the gas in the Nord Stream 1 pipeline, and Nord Stream 2 now is a distant memory. So what happens next? The people of Western Europe, across Germany, Poland, France, the UK, Spain, Italy, Greece, and other countries, they will freeze and they will starve this coming winter. And one of the European leaders is now on the record saying that the citizens of Western Europe will only have to endure this for 5 to 10 winters. Why 5 to 10? Because that's how long it will take them to rebuild the infrastructure that they tore down to appease the whines and cries of a teenage girl named Greta Thunberg, who claimed, how dare you use fossil fuels? And now her pleas have thrust Western Europe into a collapse scenario from which these nations may never recover. Germany will be plunged into an industrial and economic collapse. The humanitarian catastrophe that is about to be unleashed in this coming winter, beginning in just a few months, will be unimaginable. There will be no hot water, no heated buildings. And because of the loss of natural gas, the fertilizer production facilities that convert hydrocarbons into ammonia using atmospheric nitrogen, they have just shut down in Poland. And a month ago, CF Industries shut down in the UK. We now have 3 major fertilizer plants in the EU shutting down, which means that Europe will not be able to fertilize their crops next spring. And that means the starvation, the destitution, has only just begun. And what happened to Sri Lanka is going to happen to Germany. The total collapse of society is coming. It will happen to the United Kingdom. It will happen in France. It will happen in Poland and many other countries. It is now inevitable. It is baked in. And that's what happens when the illusions collapse and reality inserts itself into your illusion. Because it's fun to pretend on a national level, to pretend that you're green, to pretend that you're saving the earth, when you're actually just destroying the atmospheric chemistry of carbon dioxide and hurting crop production by removing CO2. It's all pretend. You can pretend that nitrogen is a pollutant, and you can pretend that you're saving the earth by banning fertilizer. And that's exactly what's going on, by the way, in the Netherlands and Scotland and Ireland, and it also happened in Sri Lanka. But in reality, you're just committing suicide. You're just committing suicide. It's like with COVID. and the vaccines. You can pretend that the vaccines will stop COVID, but they don't. You can pretend that masks protect you from an invisible, catapulting, viral mass that's flying around the room. You can pretend all day with your mask, and you can force other people to pretend. You can all play the pretend game and wear masks and take the shots and stand behind plexiglass and practice social distancing, but it doesn't make it real. The entire thing was a fraud. All fake. The vaccines don't stop infections. The masks don't stop viruses. The social distancing was never effective, and the economic shutdowns did nothing to stop the virus, but they did everything to cause economic collapse. But people believed it the entire time because they preferred to live in their world of illusions. There are popular delusions in the madness of crowds. That's what we have witnessed these past few years. And when it comes to finance and the stock market, well, that illusion has been taking place for decades. We are living in an artificial financial environment that is coming to an end. And in this environment of artificially low inflation rates and artificially high stock market valuations stemming from money printing and the decoupling of the money supply from physical gold, which began in 1971, this illusion is also on track to collapse. And it must collapse because you can't suspend reality forever. You can't print money forever. And yes, you can create new theories. You can call it MMT, magical monetary theory. You can print all the money you want for a while and pretend it's not causing inflation and pretend the currency still has some value. But in the end, reality intervenes. Your dollar collapses. The currency is done. The joke goes, where do bankers live? And the answer is in debasement, because that's what they're doing to the currency, debasing it, leaving us with nothing of value, unless you're smart enough to acquire physical gold and silver in advance, which more and more people are doing. And the world's wealthy elite are stockpiling metals at a pace that's never been seen before. They're emptying the vaults all around the world, including the COMEX gold vaults. The wealthy know what's happening. They know what's coming. But the oblivious masses are still living in their fairy tale delusional lands where everything's awesome, where the vaccines work and the stock market's going to go up and housing prices will never fall. And Joe Biden is a popular president elected by the majority. And CNN is a trusted news authority. And the FDA would never allow something to be used if it wasn't proven safe and effective. That's their delusional world. So what happens next? The illusions are collapsing. The psychological impact of the shattering of someone's artificial reality is beyond devastating. Many of these people will snap. Many of them will commit suicide. Many of them will go insane. Some of them will lash out with violence. Some of them will turn to substance abuse. Some of them will become numb. But very few will embrace the reality as it's happening because they can't. Psychologically, they are tied to the illusion. They've invested in it. They've taken the vaccine shots. They can't say, oh, that was a mistake. That almost never happens. Very few people are able to come out and say, wow, that was a mistake. I injected my body with something that turns out to be dangerous and I was wrong and I shouldn't have done that. Very few people can do that. Most will double down and triple down and they will say the reason they're sick is because, well, they need more vaccines. Must be lacking a booster or two. That's the logic they will use to try to justify their suicide. Same thing with the stock market. As the collapse gets underway, or even as dollars begin to collapse, the very same people who are being destroyed by that collapse, they will double down. They will say, well, now is the time to buy more stocks. Look, they're collapsing. Must be a great time to buy. And they will be wiped out. Now, if you're buying something that's physical and real, that has intrinsic value, that's getting cheaper, that's different. If you're buying used vehicles as they're falling in price, or you're buying homes as investment properties as they're falling in price, or you're buying even gold and silver as it's falling in price, that's different because those things have intrinsic value. But if you're buying overpriced stocks or jumping into more dollars and treasury bills as it's all losing value and it's backed by nothing, that's financial suicide. That's insane. We haven't even talked about the world of food abundance, food scarcity. The illusion is that there's plenty of food all the time everywhere, that the grocery store shelves are fully stocked and they will never run out. Somehow, the shelves just are magically restocked in the middle of the night. The food comes from somewhere. The reality is that the global food supply is collapsing. 2/3 of the United States is in some form of a drought right now, including most of the farmland. California, there are hundreds of thousands of acres of farmland that aren't even being planted. And CF Industries, the primary fertilizer supplier in the United States, was told by Union Pacific Railroad, we can't carry your loads anymore. Won't be able to deliver fertilizer to farmers. There are droughts happening across Europe. Corn production is collapsing there. There are droughts in South America. There are even droughts in some parts of China right now. Global food production is collapsing due to multiple causes, not just lack of water, but also lack of fertilizer, lack of parts for agricultural equipment, and the high price of diesel. As a result, right now, in early September 2022, the oblivious masses are not aware that they are eating the last of the easy food. This is it. The window's closing. From here forward, food will become expensive and scarce. And there won't be enough food to feed the 8 billion people living on planet Earth. In 2023, this is going to hit home and hit hard. As many as 4 billion people will go hungry. Some will face starvation and death. Famine will be on the minds of everyone all around the world. And just as food prices are going through the roof and food scarcity is skyrocketing, energy prices will bankrupt families and businesses. Energy is going through the roof. In some European countries right now, the cost per kilowatt hour of electricity is 15 times higher than it was last summer. 15 times higher, and we're not even into winter. It will likely go to 25 times higher if Russia completely cuts off the gas supply through the Nord Stream 1 pipeline. Imagine paying 25 times more than you used to for electricity. Imagine what it will cost to charge an electric vehicle. There's another illusion of the oblivious masses. They think that electric cars are inexpensive and green and cheap to operate. Except soon, in Europe, it will cost you $500 equivalent to charge your electric car. Instead of $50 for a tank of gas, $500 equivalent to charge a car. That means people won't drive. That means you have no transportation options. And on top of that, you have no hot water, you have no electricity, and no food that you can afford. Western Europe will collapse. It is collapsing right now. The United States will also collapse, but for a different reason, most likely a financial collapse and the breakup of the Union, perhaps expressed through secession or nullification or even regional civil wars. None of these first world Western countries have any real future unless they change course. And they are not changing course. They are doubling down on stupid. It's like they've all joined a suicide cult, and they're trying to kill their own citizens, no matter what it takes. Starvation, freezing, violence, vaccines, biological weapons, whatever it takes, they're trying to kill their own people. By the time the oblivious masses wake up to that, they will be days away from death, because they will never get it. Anybody who was capable of getting it would have already become aware by now. So thank God that you are aware, you listening to this, but recognize that you're living among a society of oblivious zombies who will never become aware and who can't be awakened in time. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can follow my work at naturalnews.com, and you can watch more of my videos at brighteon.com.
Alrighty, we are back. And there you go, folks. Pete, you know what? I agree with everything he said, every single thing he said. I think I'm going to open the phone lines and take some calls. So the phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Phone lines are not open. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. Now, here's an interesting article, again by J.D. Hayes. Watchdog group identifies hundreds of crimes committed by Hunter Biden's gleaned from his laptop. And a watchdog organization has identified hundreds of instances of alleged illegal behavior committed by Hunter Biden, gleaned from content found on the laptop he abandoned in 2019 at a computer repair shop in Delaware. The group Marco Polo, headed up by a one-time aide to former President Donald Trump, said that it found 459 violations of state and federal laws and regulations that a final report documenting the allegations serves as a legal roadmap for state and federal authorities. Should anyone choose to pursue them, why, that's not likely, is it? The timing of the report, released coming 2 weeks before the midterm elections, has a certain symmetry to the laptop's initial introduction to the public. The Daily Wire reported earlier this week in 2020, days before the election, that the New York Post published the news of the laptop's existence as well as bombshells from it, but social media suppressed the story after the FBI had warned companies of so-called misinformation. Garrett Ziegler, Marco Polo's 26-year-old founder, said that the team of cyber sleuths he put together were thorough, producing a report that is heavy and nearly 1 gigabyte in large part due to all of the screenshots contained in it. I've been focusing on this for 13 months, Ziegler told the Daily Wire. It was really a thing of necessity. I recognized how rich the material was. It requires utter focus. It is so hard to write something comprehensive about it, to do something else, and to do something else on the side. There's been some phenomenal writing so far on the sex and degeneracy, he added. However, the focus on the report is on crimes. I had a compulsion to log every crime, even the state-level statutes. The mission is simple. Hold Republicans' feet to the fire. We don't want to hear that Republicans need another year to do an investigation. I've done that here already. Who do we have out there?
First off, tell the guy to call back who needed an address.
All right. The guy who needed an address, call back, okay?
Because there's only one guy answering the phone.
Because there's only one guy answering the phone there tonight.
We got Mrs. Johnson.
Okay, let's go to Mrs. Johnson. Mrs. Johnson, you're in the air.
Yes, sir. I was just listening in which you had quoting the scripture, and also you was calling out different names and being negatively. Why is all of that? God is not pleased about what you're doing. You got to stop blaspheming different people.
I do. Let me ask you this. Do you think Jesus knew what he was doing?
Yeah, God know what we all do.
Okay, so let me ask you this, okay? I'm a preacher. I've been preaching on the radio for 50 years. Do you ever hear of a guy named John the Baptist? Did you ever hear of a fellow named John the Baptist? Are you there? What happened to her? Well, I think we lost her. Okay. All right, go on to the next caller. She's telling me that basically I got to quit identifying these people. Well, God's Word, the Bible, says that's not true. All through from Genesis to Revelation, you find people being identified. And if the pastors today in this country were like the ones of old time and did exactly that, this country would not be in the shape that it's in if the pastors were bold and upheld the Word of God, okay? But they don't. So who do you have next there?
Yeah, Cliff.
Okay, go to Clifford. Clifford, you're in the air.
Yeah, how you doing? My first thing I just wanted, I have a question about a psalm, but first thing I want to mention is Wyside News had an article today about the damage a shot is doing to pregnant women. Title of the article is Future of the Human Race and Pregnant Woman. You know, to paraphrase it, but if I would recommend looking at it, and at the bottom of those articles, you can click on an icon and it will read the article for you in an artificial intelligence voice. That's very convenient, I think, for because it's a pretty long article, but basically it's saying that the bioweapon industry and pharmaceutical has just merged. But it talks about the placenta and how, it cites this woman saying how the damage done to the placenta has never been seen before. And they describe what a placenta, a healthy one, looks like and what they're seeing. And they've never seen this type of damage. And they gave an example of a hospital in one ward in 124-hour period. There were 13 stillborn infants, all were vaccinated. So this is just a total decimation. Another article on my site was also important because there's a new leader, woman leader of the province of Alberta, Canada, and she's citing how the health administration of Alberta, Canada, had made, in the middle of the pandemic, an agreement with the World Economic Forum. So this shows you how the World Economic Forum itself is the key player in this whole vaccine decimation of society. And she's going to stop that. That's where you have the city of Edmonton, you have the city of Calgary. So two very important articles. But my question is about Psalm 91 and two parts. You could reverse engineer that psalm and make that like an imprecatory prayer, like bring on the terrors of the night to these people, like from Pfizer, for example. These people are just cut.
Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Now, do you know that Psalm 91, what was taking place back in 1991, do you remember?
1991. No. What was happening? Was that Russia?
No, that was Iraq. We went into Iraq.
Okay.
Remember Saddam Hussein was attacking Israel, the nation of Israel? Do you remember that giant cannon that he had? They had a huge giant cannon. This thing was, I mean, it was really long, like an eighth of a mile long or something. They were firing these huge rounds. But now listen and tell me how that would apply to Israel and Saddam Hussein, okay? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence. Do you remember what they were putting in the nose cones of those rockets that Saddam was firing? Remember they had the Scud. They had the Scud missiles. Yeah, this was pestilence, called pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under the wings shall thou thrust. His truth shall be the shield and booklet. Now listen to this. Look up, listen. Thou shalt not be afraid of terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day. Now, look up the definition of arrow in the dictionary. And do you know what the definition is? Guided missile. It's a guided missile.
It is. Okay. So you think it's prophetic, basically.
Well, yeah, you're seeing all of that unfold there. And remember how you would watch it. They would always wait till night to fire those weapons over Israel. For the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Now listen, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come near thee. What happened? Remember the American Patriot rockets?
Okay.
What was the American Patriot rockets for shooting down these Scud missiles? They were flying Scud missiles. What a perfect picture of 1991, huh?
Right. But would you also say that this, you will see the reward of the wicked. Would you say this represents also like a continuous flow of something anybody needs to be protected from at any time? Like there's a continuous type of terror of the night in any era. And it's you're going to be a victim of that eventually unless you have the protection of the Lord.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, we're constantly in spiritual battles that's happening all around us, things that we can't see. But it's continual.
Right.
Sometimes you can You can feel it. You can feel. I've had situations where it was so thick that you could feel that there's a time, there's a time to get up, get out of here. Something's going to happen here. This and that. It's like a warning, but you can always feel. You can feel this, the spiritual battles taking place, unseen things.
Right, right. So it's almost like you're gonna, unless you step into the protection of the Lord and have that angelic protection, there's like a continuous stream of a type of terror,
right?
Potentially,
yeah.
But that could almost be an imprecatory prayer. I was listening to Faith and Reason, you know, the discussion on my site, and the one panelist was talking about he's praying that the Lord will smite the wicked, and he included the Pope in that. But that the word smite, that could mean kill, right? I mean, in the context of the Bible, right?
Yeah, it could mean kill. Usually it does mean kill, but not always, okay? But that's what usually means to smite them, yeah.
Yeah, I know it would strike a blow, so it wouldn't necessarily mean kill. So maybe he was being a little bit ambiguous to that, but that's another thing that's going on. I mean, these people are running wayward with nobody stopping them. It's lawless at the top, almost 100%.
It's exactly the way God's word, the Bible, said it would be. It's exactly the way the Lord told us it would be. And so we're seeing it play out in real time right now. This is what the Bible, you know, calls perilous days, perilous times, and so we're in the perilous times.
Yeah. Another thing was I would recommend, I started to listen to this somewhat, is the David Knight Show podcast. I know he despises the Republicans and Democrats, but he's got a lot of very specific information on places like China and basically a lot of stuff on the international front where he's, like, you know, referencing your previous caller. I mean, he's got specific names of people from China. So I would recommend that podcast for a little bit of a look. One of the things on last Friday was that Judicial Watch got 1,000 pages from the Human Health Services. How they get those papers. One of them showed that there was an email between an Amanda Coe and a Peter Marks, and they were saying they got the information about the cardiac issues, and within that email they're talking about how to cover that up. Both are doctors, and right in the email they're saying how are we going to like cover this up specifically before we put this out. I mean, that is wicked. But it's showing right there, are these people just doing it for the money, or how many people in this country are in on the actual depopulation and simply just want to kill people?
Well, I think most of them are actually clueless that it's a reality. I think, you know, so many people are living under a delusion. A lot of them can't really wrap their brains around the idea of depopulating this planet, that's actually happening. Most of them are, you're just going along with the indoctrination of the left and being pressured or indoctrinated by the far left wing news media and that out there. But, you know, again, they're clueless. It's just like the vast majority of the people in this country are absolutely clueless. You know, the Bible tells us that these people that we're up against, these people that are killing babies, these people that are promoting sodomy in the public schools, that are promoting critical race theory, that this pushing this transgender, the Bible tells us these are Satan's children. These are Satan's children. Peter says that. Paul says that. The Lord Jesus was the one that really hit on that. And so, but it's hard for people to understand that those that are Antichrist are Satan's children. And especially if they happen to be relatives. The Lord Jesus said what? That he'd come to turn father against son, mother against daughter. That's not what he would want to have happen. What he's telling you is that those that would believe upon him and receive him as their Lord and Savior are going to be at odds. They're going to be at total odds with Satan's children. And, you know, so this is what you have, families that are broken up. And this COVID thing, really, I hear from a lot of people, really caused a lot of division amongst families.
And it wouldn't have happened like it did if it wasn't for the media.
You're right.
You wouldn't even really know about it. So if basically they're taking their media sources from basically the place. The media is as satanic as the sky is blue.
You're not kidding. You're absolutely not kidding.
Oh, and one last thing, you mentioned last, Nurse Elaine mentioned, this is important, are the flu shots people taking actually COVID shots with the messenger RNA? And that's being reported on some of these podcasts.
Yeah, I would definitely not take one. Definitely not.
Yeah, that sounds extremely dangerous. And if people look at Google Scholar, not Google, but Google Scholar is not corrupted, really. There's regular people, scientists that are actually honest. And they did there's an article with a meta study where they combine, a lot of studies and get the result from it. And this is going back like 3 years. I was looking at this 3 years ago. And the flu shot was 0% effective, even then.
Yeah, that's part more of the delusion. All right, thanks. I got to move on.
Okay, thanks. Sorry.
God bless. All right, we'll be back right after this with more.
Another X on the calendar. Another day gone by. Another day that I can't get back, no matter how hard I try. Another day that I could have done more for Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen, oh me, oh my. Another day gone by. I said hello. Never said a word about nail-scarred hands. We talked about the weather and cars and sports. Once again, Lord, I came up short. Another X on the calendar. Another day gone by. Another day that I can't get back. No matter how hard I try. Another day that I could have done more for Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen, oh me, oh my. Another day gone by. I took a walk and I had a talk with my neighbor and we almost fought. Republican and a Democrat, and Christian people shouldn't act like that. Another X on the calendar, another day gone by. Another day that I can't get back, no matter how hard I try. Another day that I could have done more for Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen, oh me, oh my. another day gone by. Amen, oh me, oh my, another day gone by.
All righty, we're back, and we have Ryan in the air. Ryan, you're in the air.
Hi, I thought I'd bring up about the Tulsi Gabbard situation, and you know, when I first heard it, I thought it was, you know, good news and everything. But then I heard a couple of people on a conservative talk show saying, "Well, we'll wait and see what happens." But one thought I had popped in my head today is, why did it get so much publicity on the left? Make kind of works again, you know, kind of makes me wonder. Maybe it's all something plotting and planning, you know, like they always do. But
publicity on what? What was that?
Well, she got a lot of when she came out with her. I think she had like a conference. It was well publicized when she was switching over to Republican. So, I mean, why was the left? That's the kind of story they'd bury. So, why was it on the air so much? You know,
well, I think it was. I don't think it was. I didn't monitor it a lot. Was it on the fake news media a lot? I know it was on all the conservative stations. She was. We played her here on this program. But I'm taking a wait and see about her.
Yeah.
Because she, at one point, listen, she was pro abortion. I won't trust anyone. Now, we've seen that she'd been changing her views since dramatically coming over to the left. And I want to hear her say she's pro-life before I'll put any trust in her at all. What do you think?
Yeah. Then my neighbor was saying today that I guess the plan is or the talk is that she's going to run as Trump's VP. And then I'm thinking, yeah, the next move, then they bump him off. And she's you know, I don't know anything, but I don't put anything past these. I think they must, when they're giving over to Satan that much, I think they're just all listening to the devil all day long and plotting and planning. Normal people aren't like that. But,
well, you know, she was yeah. Coming out a few years back totally against Trump, just like J.D. Vance was coming out totally against Trump, too.
You know.
Okay.
Well,
and,
people are. I've learned that people are good. You know, especially like Bill. Was it Bill Barr? Or they can really write stuff, and you think, well, good for you. Know, praise God, they're doing stuff. And then they're just. And even that. I can't think. Lindsey Graham. He's another one.
He's been a rhino. He's always been a rhino. Lindsey.
Aren't they good at? Even George Bush Jr., I thought, they're good at faking it.
Yeah.
They know what they want to hear, but I think if I was just doing that myself, I'd be terrified to be found out. But I guess they're so deluded or whatever that they're on this noble cause, and we're all deplorable. I guess, but I don't like spending much time thinking about what they – I don't really care what they do. But,
all righty. Well, very good observations, Ryan. Well, thanks for calling. Let's go to Jack. Jack, you're in the air.
Yes, so I know a lot of people that didn't know what to make of Trump when he first announced, and now they're big fans of Trump. I'll give credit to Tulsi Gabbard. She was one of the first to warn us that we were headed for a nuclear war with Russia. I am surprised that with all the environmentalists in the world, that none of them are protesting in the streets against nuclear war. I mean, if you want to mess up the environment, have a nuclear war. But I find it's interesting that nobody's asking the question, if Putin uses a tactical nuke, one, what should the response be from the United States? And two, what should the response be from NATO, which the United States is part of? Do you have any speculation on that?
Okay, say that one more time. I got distracted for just a minute here in the studio, but go ahead, say that again. I'm sorry.
Okay, so here's the question. If Putin uses a tactical nuke. One, what should the response be from the United States? And two, what should the response be from NATO, which the United States is part of?
Well, Mr. Milley, our general, head of the Pentagon, Mr. Milley has said that don't worry, that if we get before we will return fire or to a nuclear attack, we'll tell you. In other words, here's my feeling that if Russia does use nuclear capabilities, it'll be neutron bomb, and here's why. Two reasons. One, we see that in the Bible it tells you over in Zechariah, and it's talking about, you know, the days that we're living in, we're coming up to now, the perilous times. What it says happens perfectly describes a neutron bomb. Listen, now let me read it to you. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord shall smite the people who have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongues shall consume away in their mouth. Okay, and that's exactly what a neutron bomb does. It literally dissolves all your soft organs. Now, you know that nuclear bombs, because of the radiation, if, say, they were to use a nuclear bomb over there in Ukraine, the radiation would blow it back. With a neutron bomb, you know, you can design a bomb to hit small areas. I mean, the area even of a small city, and the radiation dissipates within a very short period of time. It's gone. The way that's used. So that's my guess. If they were to do that,
okay,
that's
so
what they would do.
We have a lot of listeners right now that don't know what a neutron bomb is. My understanding is that it doesn't blow things up. It will leave buildings intact, but the radiation will kill people.
Yeah, but the radiation is a type of radiation that dissipates very quickly. It's
So a hydrogen bomb, well, let's use the atomic bomb that was used on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That was safe for them to go in and examine the results about 2 weeks after. And that type of radiation, it dissipates somewhat quickly also. Now, what doesn't dissipate quickly is if they have a meltdown of one of their nuclear power plants, especially if they blow up that dam. They're not going to have the water to keep some of their power plants cooled, and there'll be a meltdown. That radiation can last for hundreds of years. So that comes to my second question, which is, if there is a tactical nuke, or if there is a meltdown of a nuclear power plant, and the radiation spreads to NATO countries, is that going to be considered an attack on NATO, which will require a full response from NATO?
I would say so, wouldn't you?
So, well, I mean, nobody's asking or answering these questions, but you can see that we're on the brink of a nuclear war, and it could happen tomorrow or a month from now or a year from now. I mean, we are in the type of agenda that will take us to nuclear war, and these reporters, when they question Biden, they should be asking him these questions. You know, they need to. Our administration needs to start thinking about this now, because remember, we're still not at DEFCON 2. I talked to a lady the other day, and she says, oh, well, it'll only take a minute to get to DEFCON 2. I says, that's not true. You don't understand. Most of our assets that are out in the ocean, for example, naval assets, they purposely are not armed with nuclear weapons, so there's no chance of an accident. They would have to come back in port. They'd have to be armed. A lot of our nuclear weapons are in crates. They have to be set up and triggered. It takes time to get to DEFCON 2. It doesn't happen in a minute. And we know that Russia's ready to go. We're not. I've heard stories that Europe is preparing for a nuclear attack. I don't know what their equivalent is of DEFCON 2, but are they prepared to respond? I mean, the deterrence is to be able to respond, and there's no negotiations, there's no peace talks going on. The only deterrence I could think of now is if we armed the Ukraine with tactical nukes. That would be a deterrent, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know either, but I do know this. You say, well, no one ever wins in a nuclear war. It's insanity. But remember what God's word, the Bible says, those that hate God love death. They love death. We have people out there. And for example, I spent some time with very, very high-ranking Russian the highest-ranking Russian defector in the history of Russia, and he told me that under Moscow, there is a city that's much larger than Moscow. It's much larger, that they have an underground city, and he told me that they have that all of the bigwigs, all of the top generals and those people know they're set up where they can live down there for years underground. Within, in case of a nuclear war. And that's why they don't
believe that's true, but remember, in the United States, for us common people, there's no civil defense system. There's no bunkers for us to go to. There's no storehouses of water and food. If there was a nuclear war, you'd be on your own. But if you've seen any of the movies that have been made, I think one of the good ones is On the Beach, which was made, I think, around 1960. Australia really wasn't part of the war, but they were just waiting for the fallout to get to them, and they knew they were all going to die.
No, I didn't see that, but I got to move on because we're running out of time, but thanks for calling. Okay, we might have time. How much time do I have there?
About 2-3 minutes.
Okay, that's all I have at all? Okay.
Well, in terms of before the invitation.
Yeah, okay. All right, so who do we have? We got time for one fast phone call. Okay, Al, you're in the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on, I heard a certain radio guy, Charlie. Have you ever heard of Charlie? His name is, I forget his last name. And he was
Charlie Kirk?
Yeah. He was talking about the deep state being right in the Republican Party. I think that's the next phase of what they're going to do to us.
Well, they are. We call them rhinos. In fact, right. You know, in fact, here is an interesting article because the Biden regime set to warn about threats to the nation's election infrastructure ahead of midterms, including China, Russia, and non-actors. In other words, remember what they do. They always accuse you of what they're doing. And so they're set to accuse the Republicans of election fraud. This is what they're trying to tell you here. But I don't really have time to go through this whole article.
Yeah, he was
tonight.
Talking about Tom. The guy's name's Tom Emmers from Minnesota. He's a Republican in the Congress. And he's saying to watch this guy big time. He's one of the guys they got to get rid of. But the problem is, how they're going to get rid of these people. I mean, you might have the Carrie Lakes and all these really good people coming up. But I think the next phase of what you're going to see is you're going to see the rhinos and the bad part of the Republican Party trying to almost like, what do you call it, like get rid, finally get, you know, there's going to be a fight internally in the Republican Party. I think we need new parties myself. I've been saying that for years. You know what I mean?
Well, I think you're right. I think there's already a battle going on in there, and we definitely need to get rid of the rhinos. We definitely need to get rid of them.
And one last comment. This Zelensky, he should be droned out. I mean, I really believe Putin is on the right side of history here.
You're not alone. A whole lot of people take a look at that, and you see, remember, Zelensky was put in there by Obama. They took the
right.
The elected president out of there and put him in there and so Trump knew about all of that. Trump was going to expose all of that, the collusion here
I heard all our pharmaceuticals have biolabs. A lot of our pharmaceutical companies have biolabs in Ukraine.
They had 28 of them. 28 of them.
Yeah, this is bad news, and I believe that this guy, he's got him and his administration stealing billions. And this Biden's as evil as the day is long. I just hate to say it, but it's true.
And yep. You're absolutely right. You, he is.
I respect you very much. Thank you, Pastor Sanders. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, Al. Folks, we're at that time where we come to the most important time, and that's the invitation. Again, everything that is happening today, God's Word, the Bible, is way out and told us we're exactly, you know, where it said we would be. Things aren't falling apart as much as they are falling exactly into place. And so the important thing, you know, he tells us in Ephesians 1 that we are predestined. The Lord had predestined certain people. And what he's talking about is that because of that, it's because when he knew how they would react, when they would hear the gospel of their salvation, when they would hear that invitation, he knew that there would be those that would receive it and those that would deny it, reject it. You don't want to be one of the ones that would reject it. If you're out there listening to me tonight, let me just tell you this, okay? You are going to die. That's going to happen. There's no chance that won't. You will die. And when you die, then the judgment. The Bible says it's appointed all men once to die and then the judgment. That will happen. There is no chance at all of that not happening. And so what I'm telling you tonight is this, that God's Word, the Bible, is the most authoritative source of information in existence. And what you need to do, if you have not called upon the name of the Lord, if you have not done that, you really need to do that. There's one way. God made it that way. There's one way to heaven, one way to the Father, and that's to the Lord Jesus. The most important thing that you'll ever do is call upon his name. You pray to the Father. You ask for forgiveness of your sins. You acknowledge that you're a sinner and you need a Savior. When you do that, you ask the Lord Jesus to come into your life, to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any exceptions, without any reservations. Because that's exactly what he tells us to do. And once you've done that, then you've got God's word on it. You will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom. And when that happens, you will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. And you'll be on your way to immortality. Now, I'm not, you know, just telling you this. This is what God has said. Listen, everything that God has said has come to pass or is coming to pass or will. A God who cannot fail. And so, folks, when you hear this invitation, I'm just the preacher. The invitation is coming from God. God is calling you. I'm just a messenger. Don't say no. Don't say no. You may not have another chance. You may run out of tomorrow's tonight. Don't do that. Don't run out of tomorrow's tonight. Well, it's that time again where we say good night. God bless, and always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.